Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. With the legalization of recreational marijuana, in addition to the already legal medical marijuana, you would think that getting cannabis would not be a problem for people who need it or people who want it. But there's a shortage. Most of that shortage is because of the state government. It's still working to establish a regulatory scheme for medical marijuana, which was legalized more than a decade ago. Joining me now is the executive director of the recently formed Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, Robin Schneider. Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on the show.
So let's talk about why it's taking the state government so long to establish the regulatory framework for medical marijuana.
Sure. We've seen difficulty with many of the applicants getting through the licensing board. The board only meets once a month, and they're denying applicants for reasons that I would say are arbitrary and capricious. And what we've noticed is our members who are applicant members who are waiting in line to go before the board, they're really, some of them have not completed their applications because they are concerned with being publicly humiliated in front of the board and don't want to lose their opportunity to get a license. So, you know, we do have concerns about the licensing process. We would like to see it sped up, especially there's a drastic need to license more growers and processors to get legal product into the system so that the patients can obtain it through the provisioning centers.
Yeah, I want to talk about that part a little bit more. But right now, I want to talk about the state government just did allow as many as 60 closed medical marijuana dispensaries to reopen while working to meet their licensing requirements. Isn't that going to solve the problem?
That's a temporary solution, and we are very grateful to Governor Whitmer and the Bureau of Marijuana Regulation for finding a way to get patients their access back quickly. But it's that rule only lasts until March 31st. So in the meantime, it's very important that we get all of these growers and processors that are waiting in line for their license to be able to obtain their license. And we also need to make sure that moving forward, that the existing growers are ramping up their supply so that there's enough product to supply the licensed facilities once the March 31st deadline is up.
I want to get back to the medical marijuana patients. If recreational marijuana is now legal, can patients get cannabis from friends as a gift?
They can, absolutely. And when I say gift, the correct term in the adult use law is without remuneration. So it can't be a trade. It can't be a barter. It really needs to be without receiving anything back in return. So if you have a friend who you want to share a little bit of your cannabis with, you can pass them, you know, a piece of medicine, but you can't get anything in return for that.
Now, you've been talking about the growing and processing. Is it strictly licensing? And you mentioned you wanted the growers to get growing. Can they cultivate when they're not yet licensed?
No, they cannot.
So what is taking so long? You know, you can't have recreational marijuana and medical marijuana if there are no sources for marijuana.
That's correct. And that's why part of this temporary rule to get the stores restocked allowed caregivers to supply them temporarily to give those growers time for their products to come in. And, you know, cannabis can take months to grow. So, and after that, it has to be cured properly, dried out properly, and tested. So it does take time. And that's why, you know, moving forward, we need to find a better, faster way to issue these licenses.
So the concern is that medical marijuana patients aren't getting supplies, but their caregivers can grow and supply them, and any excess they can sell to dispensaries, right?
That's correct. Every patient can still use their caregiver to get their medical marijuana, but considering that we're close to 300,000 patients, they don't all have caregivers. And so for now, temporarily, the caregivers are allowed to supply the provisioning centers directly with medicine, and that is a very temporary solution to a long-term problem of supply. As of March 31st, they will no longer be allowed to take their overages, extra medicine, to the facilities. And so it's important in the meantime that we get more growers licensed as quickly as possible and that we get the existing licensed growers up and running and supplied.
So how long do you think it'll take to cut through that red tape to finally get to the point where the supply is there for the need?
I think to completely fill the supply gap, it could take 6 months to a year.
Wow. Let's talk quickly about your organization. What are the goals of the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association?
Yes, we are Michigan's Cannabis Trade Association, and we represent all license types and ancillary businesses, including insurance companies, banks, consultants, and anybody really who has a service to offer to our industry. Michigan is the second largest cannabis market in the country. And with the passage of the adult use legalization, we are on the cusp of building a major new and exciting industry. So we're seeing a lot of business activity taking place. And our members need to be able to network with each other through our association, provide each other services through our association, as well as have representation and speak with one clear voice for the good of the whole industry when it pertains to lobbying and media and public education.
Well, you're recently formed. Is the government listening?
I think they are. Within a couple hours of our first press conference, we saw new rules and regulations roll out, and we're very grateful for that. And I do think that they're listening. And I think that as our membership grows, we'll have more standing to protect the interests of our members.
Robin Schneider is the Executive Director of the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.